Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you or someone you know struggling with issues of childhood trauma and abuse? Is it possible to ever feel good about yourself and recover? I'll address these issues and more in episode number 37, titled, It's Time to Move from Surviving to Thriving. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family that you work for every single day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Katie, and Katie is from Staffordshire, United Kingdom. Well, Katie writes, I feel like a terrible mother. I've had these feelings since my son was born nearly 8 years ago. No support from my partner, little support from family, and no support from friends. I was 19 and they were living completely different lives than I was. I have on occasions completely lost it with my son, screamed, shouted, swore, thrown things, not at him, but across the room. I told him if he doesn't change his behavior, I'll send him to live with his grandparents, which is something I would never do. It was said in anger. At times, he flinched when he is in trouble. I have never hurt him. I have tapped his arm or leg when he is being extremely rude, but that is as far as it has or would go. I now have a nearly 2-year-old daughter, and she is hard work on a daily basis. She's a typical 2-year-old. However, I feel like I made and continue to make so many mistakes with my son. I try and not make those same mistakes with her. My partner is a bit more supportive now, and I have friends that will support me and my family, and that will help. But I still on occasion can't cope, and I lose it. I have been prescribed medication for anxiety, which has helped. However, I feel riddled with guilt at how I've reacted to my son's behavior at times. I'm struggling to move on. Please help. Well, thanks for your question, Katie. And I hear that you're in a lot of emotional pain and you're feeling pretty desperate. And it seems like you're caught between the guilt of the past and the challenges of the present. And the guilt of the past consumes you and undermines your ability to function in the present. It sounds to me like you've been in a state of emotional distress your entire adult life, and I'm sure before that too. Let's talk about how this happens, and then most importantly, what you can do about it now. And it's just fabulous that you're trying to figure this out. I'm so pleased that you've reached out. Now, you say your son was born 8 years ago when you were only 19, with no support from a partner and no family or friend support either. Yipes, Katie, that sounds horrible. And it was horrible. I think there is only one way things could have been that bad for you, and that's if you were seriously abused as a child. And why I think that will make sense when I explain a few things. There are several ways that abuse happens. Emotional abuse with yelling and name-calling. Physical abuse with hitting or violence. Sexual abuse or even serious neglect and abandonment. It's likely that you experienced one or several of these forms of abuse. With childhood abuse, several things happen. First, trauma. Trauma is emotional damage that happens when serious negative things happen to us over which we have no control. Trauma causes us to live in fear. It can cause anxiety and depression, and it interferes with our ability to feel safe and it interferes with our ability to experience happiness and joy. The second serious result of childhood abuse is that we develop the belief that we're not okay for who we are, that we aren't important or worthy, that our feelings aren't important, and we develop a way of coping to hide those feelings and beliefs and somehow get by in life. Of course, it's not true that we're not okay, but after a suffering abuse, we sure feel that way. I think of it this way. Imagine that you have two identical brand new computers with tons of capacity. On one computer, you load the latest, greatest operating system, and sure enough, the computer performs beautifully. On the other computer, same computer, we load an outdated, limited operating system. Doesn't matter that the computer is top-notch. It will simply not perform well at all. Two great computers, yet one has an operating system that won't take advantage of its greatness. It sounds like that's what happened to you, Katie. You were born a perfect, lovable little girl, entitled to grow up with the same love and support as any other little girl. Unfortunately, your parents, most likely because they had their own trauma and abuse issues, were unable to give you the safety, the love, and support you needed and deserved, and you got filled up with trauma and a sense of unworthiness. You could say you had bad software loaded on your otherwise fabulous computer. Therapists call that chronic sense of unworthiness shame. So you're coping with trauma, shame, and burnout. It's no wonder that you're struggling to function. And when you fail and lose it, as you call it, that feeds your shame and adds to your burnout. Your parents' shame got passed on to you, and now you're very concerned that your shame is being passed on to your son, and understandably so. So how do we stop this business of passing trauma and shame from generation to generation? How do we stop the cycle of shame within ourselves, where we use all our mistakes as evidence against us and only make our shame worse? Katie, that's the real question. How do we resolve trauma and shame so that we can move forward in life in a healthy way and not pass our shame on to the next generation? That's the question. Katie, right now, you need to realize that you are a survivor. When you shared that you had a child at 19 without a supportive partner or supportive family or friends, that you have chronic anxiety and guilt, that's someone who is a survivor. So that's how I had insight into your childhood. In the very real sense of the word, you survived childhood abuse. The good news is that somehow, by sheer courage and effort, you got up every day and you did your best to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of, and you are surviving. The bad news is that a surviving mentality, in other words, the tools that you use to survive, will only allow you to survive. A surviving mentality won't allow you to thrive. A surviving mentality will limit you, and it'll never let you be the person you want to be, the person you long to be, the person you need to be. In your case, Katie, it won't allow you to be the parent you want and need to be. You want a new operating system. Wouldn't that be nice if you could go down to the corner and buy one and load it up, or just download one? Well, it's not that easy, but it is doable. You want to upgrade from Katie 1.0 to Katie 2.0, where 2.0 is a thrival operating system, not a survival operating system. All right, you're going to tell me there's no such word as thrival. I looked it up. No, there isn't, but there is now because I just made it up. So Merriam-Webster, let's put it in there. And how, pray tell, are we going to upgrade from 1.0 Katie to Katie 2.0? How are we going to do that? Number one, You are going to proudly acknowledge the fact that you are a survivor of childhood abuse. Emotional, physical, violence, sexual abuse, neglect, any or all of the above, it doesn't matter. None of that was your fault. You didn't cause it. You didn't deserve it. You're a survivor. You need to raise your hand and say, I am a survivor. Number two, you're going to get yourself on a trauma and abuse recovery path. In your community, I'm certain, if not a community nearby, there are no doubt recovery groups. There are books on the subject of childhood abuse and trauma. There are therapists who specialize in treating people from traumatic and abusive backgrounds. These are all resources that you can and need to utilize. Once we've identified the problem as abuse and trauma and acknowledge that you are a survivor, you can get into recovery and start working on healing and upgrading your operating system from one that is programmed to survive and to one that is programmed to thrive. The short answer, Katie, is that you need to get on a path to recovery. There is a lot of understanding in the therapy community right now about trauma and how it affects people and how to heal trauma. You need to plug into those resources. You can read literature on the subject, start seeing a therapist with a specialization in trauma recovery, start attending survivors groups. All this to upgrade your operating system. Let's talk about what to do about your son. Keep in mind that you won't be able to compassionately parent your son or your little girl if you don't have compassion for yourself. We can't give what we don't have. So part of your recovery will focus on self-compassion, both on who you are now, as well as compassion for who you were as a little girl. By taking a more compassionate view of yourself and of your children, your stress level will go down and you'll have more room to parent effectively. To begin the healing process with your son, make some positive time with him and do some activities with him that he enjoys. Talk with him about your blow-ups and how they are caused by some problems that you have and that you're going to work on solving those problems. You need to tell him that he doesn't deserve to be talked to that way by you or anyone, and that when you get violent and throw things, you know it was scary and even frightening, and let him know that you're going to work real hard at solving the problems that cause you to act like that, that you don't want to frighten him, and that you want him to feel safe and supported. You can let him know that you're sorry for the hurtful words and physical violence that he got from you. It wasn't the right way to help him learn and grow. You can tell him that. You could tell him that you know you hurt his self-esteem and that you want to apologize. You can let him know that you want to work on family healing, that you have your own work to do, but you want to be part of his healing too. It would be great for the two of you to see a counselor to talk together about all this and support you and your son in a healing process. It would also get you a strong parenting plan. There is the triple P parenting plan out there. It's in almost every country in the world. It's evidence-based and it's powerful and it's the right way to parent. So I want to encourage you to find the triple P resource in your community. That will be extremely helpful. Katie, I am thrilled to hear that you have more support now from your partner, from your family, and friends. That's fabulous. That can give you a chance to get some support for the challenges of daily life and maybe even some support for learning to forgive yourself and have a compassionate view of yourself. With some self-compassion and some active healing, you can create Katie 2.0. It won't be quick and it won't be easy, but by understanding the problem and by choosing a path of recovery, you will start to feel better very soon. So, listeners, we don't have to be struggling as painfully as Katie has been to realize that we might be running our lives on an outdated operating system. Let's all ask ourselves this question. Am I limiting myself, my happiness, my personal success by accepting as true outdated messages that I've inferred during my childhood? What are the negative or limiting ideas that we accept that hold us back from being fully ourselves and thriving? Now, replace those negative or limiting messages with positive, affirming ones. Go ahead, write them down. Say them out loud. Don't be embarrassed. Now, when you have your day, ask yourself, am I living today running on OS1? Or am I running 2.0? Practice seeing the difference and challenge yourself to think 2.0 and behave 2.0. Then drop me a line and let me know what you discovered. It just might be something pretty fabulous. Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Katie for reaching out and giving us the opportunity to help her start her journey and for all of us to learn and grow along with her. And please do feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there is plenty of helpful stuff there right now and plenty more in the pipeline. I'd love to have a chance to answer your question that you can submit at neildbrown.com as well. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.